Bob Alinsky, I haven't heard from FBI since before 2020 election despite promises of follow-up. By Ian Hanchett on October 4, 2022. During an interview aired on Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, former Hunter Biden business associate Tony Bob Alinsky stated that he had a 5-plus-hour interview with the FBI on October 23, 2020, after which his lawyers were told that there would be a follow-up interview. Yet, despite this, he and his lawyers haven't heard from the FBI since before the 2020 election. Bob Alinsky said, "I went to the second debate in Nashville between President Trump and Joe Biden. That night, I flew to D.C., and the next morning, there was a big debate. Do I voluntarily walk into the FBI or do I go sit down with Senator Johnson, R.Y., and Senator Grassley, R.Y.? My lawyers decided it was better that I voluntarily go in to sit and provide these facts." And so, on the morning of October 23, the morning after the debate, I spent 5-plus hours sitting in a room with, at one point, I think as many as 6 federal agents, walking through all the facts of my knowledge of the Biden family, how I got involved in this, the trips around the world, SFC, Germany, and stuff like that. At the end of that meeting, and remember, I voluntarily went there. So they were happy to take any information I provided to them. I wish I had pictures of the faces of the 2 main agents that were interviewing me. Because I would say something and you could just see the shock in their face and they would say, "Let's take a minute," they'd get up and walk out of the room. And the agents would sort of convene and then come back and restart the interview. Because these facts are just for the sake of our country. For national security, at that point, he was candidate Joe Biden. Now he's the sitting president of the United States. The most powerful person in the free world, and daunting. He continued, "So, at the end of that 5-plus-hour interview, the head of station told my lawyers, 'Listen, an individual named Tim Thibault is going to run point on all of this. We're definitely going to have Tony come back in for a follow-up interview. It could be as early as next week. Some of the people that were in the room weren't well-versed on all these facts. We may want to have people come in from Baltimore or Delaware. And I was ready to sit down with anybody that needed me to or travel wherever I wanted to.' And so the head of station gave my lawyers Tim Thibault's cell phone number. Tim was not there that day, but my lawyers had an hour and a half call with him that Friday night, October 23rd. And subsequent calls through the weekend and the following week, when I was then coming on your show to provide the facts to the American people. And they were supposed to be working on a follow-up interview. And Tim Thibault, in his last discussion with my legal counsel, said, 'Listen, we know Tony's cooperating. We appreciate all the information he's provided. We will follow up with you. We're definitely going to have him come in for a follow-up interview or spend some more time on this. And I haven't heard from them since.'" Bob Alinsky also said that his lawyers haven't heard anything since. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. My Son Hunter stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor, and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, From the Unreported Story Society and directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.